Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, March 11th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with news that Rey Mysterio will headline the 2023 class of the WWE Hall of Fame inductees. The announcement was made last night on SmackDown, broadcast live on Fox from the PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. Mysterio, a 34-year veteran and three-time world champion in WWE, would become the first wrestler inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame while still fully active in the ring. Mysterio addressed the announcement following SmackDown in a WWE digital exclusive.
I'll tell you what, this right here is the best feeling in the world. It's an accolade that so many of us superstars dream of having one day, you know, and at the end of the day, the people that love me the most will be right by my side.
The 2023 Hall of Fame ceremony is scheduled to take place Friday night, March 31st, immediately following SmackDown. Also on last night's show, the five-way match involving Sheamus, LA Knight, Drew McIntyre, Xavier Woods, and Karrion Kross held to determine the number one contender to the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania ended with two winners. Both Sheamus and Drew McIntyre came out victorious, simultaneously pinning Woods and Knight respectively. Afterwards, it was announced that Sheamus and McIntyre would face off next week to determine who would oppose Gunther for the Intercontinental title next month, although a triple threat involving all three has been rumored. The closing segment of the show featured Cody Rhodes coming to the aid of Sami Zayn to fight off both Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Wait a minute, Sami! Sami!
Sneak attack payback on Jey, but it's 2-on-1.
Sami Zayn! And now Cody Rhodes gets into the mix, and the brawl's underway! Sami Zayn, from out of nowhere, attacking Jimmy! Right on top of the announce table! Cody and Jey fighting out into the WWE fans!
In other results, a SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte beat Shotzi by submission, Judgment Day defeated Legado del Fantasma, and the Viking Raiders bested Braun Strowman and Ricochet when Ivar pinned Ricochet. Later in the evening, AEW Rampage was broadcast on TNT, featuring matches taped last Wednesday at the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. During the show, Mark Briscoe announced that a Reach for the Sky ladder match would be taking place at Supercard of Honor on March 31st to determine the new holders of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team title. Briscoe announced the Lucha Brothers as the first participants in the ladder match. Mark Briscoe has held the ROH tag title on his own since the passing of his brother Jay in January. In the main event of Rampage, Riho pinned Nyla Rose. However, after the match, Riho was beaten down by both Rose and Marina Shafir. Next to hit the ring were the trio of Tony Storm, Ruby Soho, and Saraya, who spray-painted the fallen Riho.
Person from Winnipeg.
And Riho, look at this. Riho getting spray-painted, even though, you know, Tony Storm, I'm sure, still smarting after that loss to Riho just a few weeks ago. But, you know, and then Ruby Soho, just, this is... I can't believe that
it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It's disgraceful.
They're sending a message to get out of the ring when they got TV time coming up. This is what big stars do, guys.
Really?
Disgraceful is right.
In other results, Sammy Guevara pinned Action Andretti after an illegal assist from Daniel Garcia in the opener, and Konosuke Takeshita defeated Preston Vance. In more WWE news, the company is expected to meet with potential buyers next month for a series of first-round bids, according to a CNBC report. The report did not indicate specific buyers WWE would be meeting with, but it was reported that the most likely candidate would be Endeavor Group Holdings, although Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel seemed to infer on an earnings call in February that his company would not pursue a purchase of WWE. Also mentioned as a potential buyer was the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, which has been mentioned in the past. The report stressed that despite the upcoming meetings with interested buyers, a sale of the company is not guaranteed. WWE is also in talks to bring a major stadium show to Western Australia, according to a report in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The deal would reportedly be similar to the one which saw WWE present the Super Showdown pay-per-view in Melbourne in 2018, headlined by a Triple H against The Undertaker match. The show currently being negotiated is likely to be held in the city of Perth. WWE has not been to Australia since prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. In legal news, independent wrestlers Vic Delicious and Hale Collins have served WWE with cease and desist notices pertaining to their use of the Now as a nickname for Austin Theory, according to an exclusive story in the Hudson Valley Post. Delicious and Collins, who have wrestled together as a tag team known as the Now since 2006, claim that they have the term trademarked and that WWE is infringing on their intellectual property. Quote, "We have sent two cease and desist letters to WWE. They acknowledged one and said they would look into it. Looking into it doesn't stop them from being on TV," unquote, said Delicious, real name Rob Bagley. Bagley also acknowledged that if WWE did not stop using the phrase, they would have no choice but to file suit. The Now first formed as a team in 2006 in New York and Connecticut-based independents Defiant Pro Wrestling and Northeast Wrestling, and have since appeared for several other independents, including House of Hardcore, Big Time Wrestling, and ISPW. They most recently used the name in NWA, where they wrestled throughout 2022. And turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling's annual New Japan Cup tournament rolled on today in Aichi at Dolphins Arena. The second round of the tournament kicked off with two matches. In the first, Tetsuya Naito defeated Chase Owens, and in the other, Sonata knocked off Kenta. Teammates in the Los Ingobernables faction, Naito and Sonata will now face off in the quarterfinals on March 17th. The second round of the tournament continues on Sunday in Shiga with two bouts, Tama Tonga against Aaron Hanare and Hiroki Goto against Kyle Fletcher. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.